NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. Scientists at NASA's Langley Research Center weren't really thinking about home safety when they discovered a new way to remove toxic gas from the air. They were thinking about lasers. Specifically, they were trying to stretch the lifetime of an instrument called LAWS, which monitors global wind movements from space. The laser requires carbon dioxide gas to run and was designed to last 5 years in orbit. But there was a small problem. The gas kept breaking up into carbon monoxide and oxygen, shutting down the laser. Replenishing the gas was out of the question in space. So the Langley team invented a new kind of catalyst that recombines the carbon monoxide and oxygen to make more CO2. With that problem solved, the team then asked itself, what else can we do with a device that neutralizes carbon monoxide?
Immediately we thought about earthly applications, since the carbon monoxide in living areas is a very hazardous kind of thing. People who have gas heating appliances or any combustion process in or around the home environment, if things are not operating optimally, then carbon monoxide can form, and many people have lost their lives in the United States and throughout the world from carbon monoxide poisoning in the home.
So Billy Upchurch, a senior research scientist at Langley, and his colleagues started on a new course, helping to adapt their invention for use in homes, offices, cars, and other places where carbon monoxide builds up. The result is a cheap, easy way to reduce the threat from this deadly gas. Instead of recombining gas in a laser, the catalyst takes carbon monoxide directly out of the surrounding air and turns it into harmless CO2. Lab tests showed that the principle really did work.
This catalyst could indeed remove that carbon monoxide in a very simple way, whereby the carbon monoxide at toxic levels could be converted to carbon dioxide, which is common in the atmosphere.
Best of all, the device works at room temperature. It needs no energy and has no moving parts. It's so simple that it can be installed in a home's air handling system, much like a furnace filter. As air passes through the catalyst, the carbon monoxide is removed. Upchurch says the device has no problem handling the tiny trace amounts of carbon monoxide commonly found in buildings, since it easily converts much higher concentrations, as high as 1% carbon monoxide in the laser system.
This is an extremely high, much, much greater than the toxic level for the human body, 1%. You probably wouldn't last very long in that kind of environment, and we were very efficient in converting that. The levels that we would find in other areas would be in the part per million level to several hundred parts per million. So it's very efficient at the high levels, and certainly extremely efficient at the levels that we would be interested in removing in inhabited environments.
Utility companies are interested in the device for large office buildings. It might also end up in masks worn by firefighters and airline passengers, and in the passenger compartment of cars. Upchurch gets a lot of personal satisfaction from seeing his invention take off, but he says it really isn't all that unusual in his line of work.
Science is driven by need, and our need was to get a catalyst to do this job for a laser. Once that problem was solved, then other applications simply appear. We are always looking, as scientists, for applications for the discoveries that we make. Many discoveries, once discovered and developed, are pretty simple, really.
Several companies already have been granted commercial licenses to use the catalyst in products designed for the home and workplace, and more applications are pending. In another year or two, says Upchurch, you should start seeing the devices in stores, and eventually they may be as common in homes as smoke alarms and radon detectors are today. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.